Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for American Horror Story. Stay with me.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh. 'Tis that season again, you guys. Where's my favorite part? Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone, and I'm filling in today just to talk about the predictions and all the theories that surround our favorite show, American Horror Story. We're talking Apocalypse, and this is season 8 already. I can't even believe it. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I know you are too if you're watching. Please talk to me on the live chat. I'll have it up in a minute. So many of you already talking. Let's talk all our theories, all our predictions, the signs, all the things that go on. So right now it's just me, but next week we're going to have the entire panel. I am not on it, but I will be filling in. I'm such a big fan. I like to watch every episode at least 5 times and then have a strategic outline of what's going on, what I should see next season, what is connected to the past. And for those of you who also are huge super fans like me, I know you guys do the same. So really quick, I'd like to say that thank you for joining me. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. Please contact me and we can talk all season 8 and all the ones before. You guys, so I'm going to talk to you here and there. Hey, everyone. Hi, Naz. And if you guys have an opinion about anything that I say, I really want you to talk right away so that we can kind of have a conversation and connect what we know. So, you guys, we're talking Apocalypse. So, as we all should know at this point, it is Murder House mixed with Coven, and all the signs were shown tonight. So, just jumping in, we all know that symbolically, they don't really disappoint. There's the colors, the numerology, just everything. And I'm all about the spirit world, all about talking spirituality and connecting with what really goes on in the real world versus what they put in the show, and also the supernatural things that they put in the show and the connections. So let's talk right away with that there are talking bloodlines. There's talking all of the things that we knew were coming from season 1, which, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen season 1, I hope you have. They give Connie gives birth to the devil baby, or also known as the Antichrist. And Billie Dean, she predicts in season 1 that the Antichrist will come back, and it will be, as the popes know, if you remember the language there, she was talking about the popes knowing what's going to end the world. Well, it is clearly an apocalypse that the end of the world, and now the much older Michael Landon, who is the Antichrist, is all connected. So now, Evan Peters in the beginning, thank God he's in it. I love Evan Peters. We all knew he was coming back, but we didn't want him to get killed in the first episode or anything like that. So his scarf is blue. Now, if you notice the blue and the red symbolism throughout this entire American Horror Story period, is that blue is kind of innocence and red is not necessarily evil, but most likely up to no good. So if you notice, Coco and Mallory are both in red, which to me predicts a lot about Mallory. I think that she's going to be a bigger character than they're giving off right now. So Coco had red lips, but Mallory was in all red. And Evan Peters was in blue, as I said. So now we all know that everyone wears purple, who is of the elite in this new world that they've created. Now, purple is a mix of blue and red. So I don't know if there's some kind of connection there where they have to choose between good versus evil. But to me, it seems like there might be a little connection there. I'm going up to the live chat. Season 2 influenced the events in season 1, so he should be back in season. Of course. So does this take place in 2018? No. So I believe Ryan Murphy talked about how this was going to take place a few months after it airs and then 18 months after. So my guess is November and then plus 18 months from there. That's where it takes place. So now the opening. Let's talk about the opening credits because as we know, they never really disappoint. And this to me was brilliant and it was my favorite. The symbolism here, clearly they showed the Book of Revelations. Clearly it is all about the satanic takeover of society. And we know that Earth still exists. So we aren't really sure at this point where the lines cross. But I mean, that's always been the story for this show. Someone just asked, do you think they wear purple and gray in the other outposts? Well, the other outposts aren't existent and I mean anymore. So let's talk about really quick how there were seven and now there's only one. So six were taken out and there were seven. And numerology, six, 666, Satan, and then the seven would be more of an angelic. I don't know if that means like a demonic takeover of the good world. That could be some connection there. So who knows what colors they were wearing, but in my opinion, I think they're going to check up on all of that and we're going to go back and see all of them and see the actual takeover and what actually took them over, just like how we're going to see what's taking over Outpost 3. And as we saw in the end, we see Michael Landon coming in. And so now let's talk about the clip. Again, in the beginning, they do show Coven and Murder House. The Coven, they showed that demonic creature in the woods, and the Murder House baby is shown. Other than the demonic baby, the baby with the glowing eyes and the christening outfit, which, again, is symbolism of the Antichrist. So now this writing is brilliant. It doesn't let down. And next week, they're going to go through everything with you. I wish I could, but we only have a limited amount of time. And we're only going to talk predictions and ideas and connections and symbolism. So now Venable talks about the cleansing. And I've watched Coven about seven times last month, probably a little more than that, but I've watched it. And I was even moving and doing things in my house and had it on repeat in the background. And there's so much symbolism there. And I believe it was episode 11. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's where Madison Montgomery, who we know is making an appearance, or she's a huge character in the end of this season. She mentioned the revolution, and the revolution is constantly being brought up. So this is the revolution. Everything comes up to this point. So I think that there's a lot of symbolism. If you go back to what she said in that episode, it really does predict a lot of this episode. And Venable actually confirms all of that by saying cleansing. Everyone's a visionary, and there's a natural order where they do talk about the new world order and things of that nature. So now they've said things like Satan's Spotify list, which I think is hilarious. I love when they throw in all of the symbolism foreshadowing with their humor. So the music. I love their choice of music always. They played Calling Outpost Interplanetary Crafts. So that's by the Carpenters. And it's basically saying, calling to the craft. I think that there's a lot more witchcraft and anything of warlock nature coming through. We never really saw male witches, also known as warlocks. And they mentioned earlier that this is a boys' school. So it was the boys' school takeover. And possibly, I think that this could be the boys' side of the coven that is over in New Orleans, which took place in 2013. So 2013-14. So a lot of theories guess that Coven kind of predicts a lot of this. So the big theory that I really like is that these next four episodes are going to be all basically what happens after the apocalypse, and then the rest of them are going to be everything before. And this was all, I think it was Cordelia's visions through her eyes. If you guys remember, she lost her vision, was able to touch and see things of the future. So when she did that, I'm sure she got other premonitions. And some people say that these are the premonitions, and then the rest of the season is the Coven going to LA to save who they can. So who knows if they are in one of the outposts? Who knows if they are coming in to save? But we're definitely here for it. They talk about, oh, well, okay. So Diana Stevens, she's the woman who could take Oprah's spot. That's what they were mentioning. She walks in, and there is a sign of some kind of Evan Peters crossover where they put a triangle over his head, and this happened twice. They put a triangle over his head, and they had all of the candles were nines. So if you see all of the numerology and counting all the candles and everything on the wall, it's always nine. It seems that is, well, three times three is nine, three is six, and then nine upside down is six. So it's just little things like that are just kind of thrown in our face, and we just kind of have to watch and see where it goes. And we know what happens at the end of this episode, hopefully, because, spoiler alert, Michael Landon, Antichrist, comes in. So now let's talk really quick about the teeth and how there's 18 months. Again, 18, 9, 9. They were overrun. Like I said, there were three. Six, and then the one was seven. So now I don't know, but I know that there's definitely a connection there. Let's really quick go up to the live chat. Naz said, I think 666 in the show scene was the devil trying to corrupt Timmy and the other girl because they are pure and destined for something good. I mean, he could try to use them as the anti-Adam and Eve. You never know. And that's what the authorized relations was referring to. I don't think that any word in these scripts are ever by accident. They're very particular on what they say. It's definitely a particular show where they will foreshadow in the language, and not only, you know, throughout the whole season, but especially in the first episode. So someone said, Sarah Paulson's character and Kathy Bates knew they were with the Antichrist. I don't know. Oh yeah. I don't think, Sarah Paulson, also known as Venable, knows either, but a lot of people have been predicting. This was back, I've been reading since about July, early July. They were saying that it's very possible that Venable is a part of the satanic cult of some sort, because her hair looks like horns. There's a lot of imagery that connects her to being actual Satan. I don't know. And it would be Ryan Murphy to make a woman Satan. So who knows what that is, but I love the idea. Someone said, do you think vampires at the hotel are still around? Oh, the aliens were so unfinished. So, okay. So do I think the vampires are still around? It's funny because I was watching an interview with Ryan Murphy from 2012, right after they released, actually, I don't even think they released it. They only screened the last episode, Born. They screened that one, and that was it. And he was interviewed right after. And he said that the only rule was that there was going to be no vampires and no werewolves. Well, he's already, you know, beat that with the vampires in Hotel. And maybe there is a connection there and something with werewolves, because might as well go all in. But I don't know. And, okay. So someone says maybe Sarah Paulson Coven, and then we'll fight against each other. There could be any of that. As of now, like, you know, the symbolic imagery and all of that doesn't really connect. So with Michael Landon, if you look, he comes in on two black horses. That, again, is symbolic for the Antichrist. If you didn't get it before, you know he is the Antichrist. He shows his ID, and he is a cooperative agent. So I don't know if that is crossed over with season one, where, or actually it's season three, where Cordelia's husband was talking to Alexandria's character. I forget her name right now, but she was one of the first to be killed. She was the redhead and also played Moira in season one. She, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. I just feel like there's a connection with Michael Landon with these numbers. So, oh, she called him an agent. That was the connection. Sorry about that. She called him a USDA agent. And he goes, they don't call us agents, you know, and he was saying that that is, you know, a higher rank, which it is. But I like to see the language between the first, third, and this one. So he's a cooperative agent. And now his number is 452344, which, and then it's R666. So everything is just kind of circulating that and just kind of tying up the loose ends. They also play You Belong to Me, which was a lot in the first season. And it's that little like high pitch song that they play. And it's just creepy enough to get us understanding that this is foreshadowing for the end. So now let's go through. Some people say that Murder House is the actual sanctuary. So I don't know if that's true, but it would kind of make sense because Murder House was sort of a portal. And there are a lot of symbolisms that connect with how there was 999, and in that house there was a lot of that. Also, the wallpaper in that house was also the wallpaper in Roanoke. So I don't know if there's just some kind of spell overall, but we will see. Who knows? So now let me go into... People also thought... The aliens, that's what I wanted to address. The aliens was equal to the rapture of some kind, that aliens are on the other side and they will connect with being the ones to come through to save the world. So who knows if it's going to connect. I haven't seen anything connecting to that aliens because it was so vague, and I hope that they connect the dots there. The one big thing that I think that they're going to address that I don't think that they've really shown much of, but I think they are going to address it, is Constance's first, well, she had four children, right? So we know that she had her three, but the fourth child was never revealed. She might have been talking already about Landon, Michael Landon, and... Who knows if that is the child she's referring to, or there's another one, and they're going to come through. And if that's the case, then I believe that would be, I guess it would be Michael's uncle or aunt. They didn't say the gender. Okay, let's go up to the live chat. Murder House is the last safe house. I agree, but who knows in this weird Ryan Murphy world. So for what I see, that's all the symbolism in this season, or in this episode for this season. We don't really know what's going on. Someone says maybe each child represents a sign of the apocalypse. I love those theories. I love that they're breaking these down. Someone says, I think Michael will try to recruit the people from Outpost 3, but the witches will come to stop him since he most likely started the apocalypse. I kind of think that that's going to happen too. I think that we're just no strangers to everything switching in this show. Half of the season could be one thing, and then half the season could be something else, or it could just be three, just because three is three, and he wants to do that. So that's my theories. Please tell me yours. Please write to me, and if you have something to say, please come up in the live chat right now. But that's all. That's all I see. Someone goes, oh, radiation didn't pull those horses into the woods. It might be a creature. I do know that Lady Gaga will come back as the original Supreme. But we also know Cordelia comes back. And we know that everyone comes back from Coven except for Queenie. But a lot of people have their own theories on what's going on with Queenie. And if you remember, she died at Hotel. But who, again, you know, they can just come back. So now someone says, I think Joan Collins, oh, if you could go up a little bit, I'm sorry. Let me just read what they said about Joan Collins. Oh, Misty Day is definitely coming back, I think, because she's been in hell. And if everything is now hell on earth, well, she comes to earth. I think Joan Collins is going to easily side with Michael. I think so, too. And I did want to address that. That's something I really noticed, is that she was always just down for everything. Like, she just was like, oh, okay, it's human. This is stew. Well, you know, it's really good. I'm going to eat it. She just kind of goes with it. And she, you know, kind of talked about Donald Trump, and there's some symbolism there. We don't talk about politics, but Donald Trump being on the phone with her, talking about fake news. So I think that, you know, that is a really good prediction. Lady Gaga is going to be playing the original Supreme. Yes. So she was the first Supreme in, I believe, if you guys can remind me, they all come together. But she played that actress who was just kind of unrecognizable. So three is the sign. If you could just go up really quick, I really want to read what she said. Funko Pop Pride said, three is the sign of God, and we know at least three witches are coming back, so maybe they change things. So three, there you go. There would be, you know, anything that can happen. And that's why I love this show. And I know that this is why you do too. It's just really fun, and I love connecting it. And you guys should continue watching the AfterBuzz TV after show for American Horror Story, because this panel is unbelievable. These people know so much about the show. I love the show too, and I'll be watching and filling in. My name is Jennifer Leone, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. Please tweet me, like I said, and please give us a thumbs up. Give us a lot of comments. Talk to me. I'll comment back. And give us a 5-star rating and all the good stuff, all the good vibes. Thank you. And till next time, bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.